New York ended most forms of cash bail on January 1st. Republicans, who are in the minority in the Senate, say they are concerned about the growing number of instances of repeat criminal offenders released without bail who have then gone on to commit yet another offense. Senate GOP leader John Flanagan says Democrats need to act to restore cash bail for some more serious crimes and to give judges more discretion to set bail if a defendant is believed to be a danger to the community.
They are tone deaf. They are not listening to people back in their districts. Between last week and this week, there's been almost 100 bills introduced through the powerful Rules Committee. Not one on criminal justice, not one on anything that we've talked about, not one on anything modifying the law or repealing the law from last year.
The Republicans are also objecting to new proposals by some Senate Democrats. They would allow people in prison to become automatically eligible for parole review when they turn 55. Senator Fred Akshar is a former Broome County deputy sheriff.
Today is just another step in the wrong direction. To think that just because someone is 55, if they're a serial murderer or a serial rapist, that they would get parole. I think every New Yorker needs to know just how bad a piece of policy that is equally as bad as bail reform.
Some Senate Democrats from Long Island have proposed bills to modify the bail reform laws. Senator Jim Gorin has proposed a bill that would add manslaughter and some terrorism-related charges back to the list of crimes that would be eligible for cash bail. Senator Monica Martinez's bill would give judges more power to hold a defendant in jail before their trial if they're deemed to be dangerous to themselves or others. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins was noncommittal, though.
We will certainly look at those bills like we look at any number of bills.
Stewart-Cousins says no one should interpret her comments as a lack of urgency, but she says the law needs to be given a chance to work before changes are made.
I try and keep it all in perspective. Change is hard. Change around this system is particularly hard, and it's been 2 weeks. And I want to be able to sort out the fact from fear-mongering. I want to be able to look at reality and data as opposed to just reacting to, you know, whatever people are saying who are not necessarily trying to reform a system that we know has been broken.
Family members of crime victims were planning a rally on Long Island to advocate for changes to the bail reform laws. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.